Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Bucket Why podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Genicio, and I know it's been a while. There's been a little hiatus, but we're back with a very special episode. This week is a little different than episodes past. Rather than having a little roundtable discussion, what you're about to hear is the raw audio of an interview I had with the Filipino Kitchen. Just so you know, it is raw audio, uncut, unedited, so it's not exactly family-friendly. There is a bit of cussing that goes on. We were talking over some glasses of wine and stuff, so just so you're aware. The Filipino Kitchen is actually a website that is dedicated to exploring our Filipino culture through food. And they do this through posting photos, recipes, interviews with chefs across America, and probably what they're most popularly known for are pop-up dinners they've been doing. Those being kind of like restaurants that are only open for, say, a weekend or so, and then they're gone, or they move somewhere else. They've done some in the West Coast. They've done a couple in Chicago. Their most recent one was called No Guts, No Glory, where they actually served up things like pig ear, chicken feet, bone marrow soup, all of this to a rather affluent part of Chicago. So they're definitely taking some risks there, but they got some mainstream media coverage out of it. People are super excited. And they're not done. They've got a lot more on their plate. So this audio you're about to hear was part of an interview that I did for an article that you should see on Bucket Why, going into my experiences at that dinner and a bit about what they're all about. Just so you know, Filipino Kitchen is a trio of people. The first person you'll hear talk in response to my first question is Natalia Rojas Alvarez. She's mainly the photographer for the site. You'll also hear from Sherilyn Pablo, their main writer, and Chef A.C. Borral, the chef for Filipino Kitchen. Although them as a trio, they're together conceptualize what's going to go on the site, what these dinners are going to be about, marketing, et cetera, et cetera. So it's really a three-person team they have going on over there. As for the site itself, you can visit it at filipino.kitchen. There's no .com or anything, just filipino.kitchen. On Facebook, you can find them at facebook.com/ourfilipinokitchen. And on Twitter, you can find them at Filipino Kitchen. So be sure to check them out. They've got a lot more dinners coming up. And hope you enjoy the audio.
I think they should work fine. Just put in the middle.
Okay.
Probably.
Yes.
That's cool.
Sound waves.
Testing. Test. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm
stuff moving?
One, two.
Stuff's moving.
Check.
I just delete everything on there, so it should be good to go.
Cool.
Nice.
So I might bounce around.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then
bounce with me.
So,
however, yeah. That's how we do it too.
So the first thing on my mind is, so what's next? Well, I obviously have the site that goes on, you do articles weekly. Mm-hmm. But as far as in person, bring people together, any ideas on what's next?
What's next for us is we're going to be going out to Ikasu out in Harvard for February.
Uh-huh.
And then right now we're getting the ball rolling to see if we can partner that up with a pop-up as well. A possible Rise and Shine pop-up for like a Sunday hangover. Nothing better to do thing, so.
Nothing better to follow up Harvard than the hangover.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So,
we're presenting a workshop there, and then basically we want to just kind of, I mean, what better way to show off what we do? You know, like being an ambassador is one thing, but then taking it to the next level and showing as well,
mm-hmm.
that takes it to, you know, that's a step further, and we'd love to do something in the city. Or
sure.
even in the town of Harvard, or what town
Cambridge.
Is
Cambridge.
Yes,
Cambridge.
That's what I said.
By Boston.
Yeah.
Bye.
Yeah, but like, you know, either in Boston proper or Cambridge, wherever.
Mm-hmm.
So we're getting the ball rolling on that.
Yeah, so.
Like, there also got to be Filipinos out there. We just don't know.
And also,
yeah.
If you've seen it, social media, we partnered up with the Errant Diner and Unipro, aka the fucked up FK.
We select our partners based on their acronym.
Yeah. Yeah, acronym game needs to be on point.
Hashtags
need to be good. Yeah.
So we're either going to be doing that. We're going to be going on a call with them on the 31st and see if it's going to be feasible. That would be the first collaboration pop-up.
Okay.
If not, Filipino Kitchen on its own is going to be, by hell or high water, we're going to be doing a pop-up in Boston.
That's the February 20th weekend.
And also,
and this is all stuff I can like post and stuff. Right?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Yes. This is not off record. So that's what's next, and then following that would be March Madness out in California.
So back to Cali.
Back to Cali. We're gonna be co-branding with Yana Gilbuena of the Solo series.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm for sure So Good and Delicious is.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't want to
say
but we're working with parties out there. Like we're collaborating with Yana. Solo series, and also Filipino Food Movement is going to be helping us out too, up in the Bay Area to kind of do that. And that's going to hit three cities in three consecutive weeks: San Diego, LA, San Francisco. Mm-hmm. So the plan is to have Rice and Shines on Saturday brunch, then Solo series Sunday nights.
Okay.
So it's like that's the March Madness part, is just kind of ridiculousness for three weekends. Just consecutively.
So you guys are busy.
And then after that, we'll be back out here in Chicago, getting our game plan on for spring, summer. Mm-hmm. And then after that, we'll see what our... right now, we're just like now restructuring our calendars for the spring, summer, considering a couple opportunities. And then possibly more pop-ups during that time. Mm-hmm. Stint at the farmer's market at Logan Square Farmer's Market.
Oh, very cool.
Here and there. And then hopefully by March, if we get word, because we did submit a proposal out to Oxford Symposium on Food and Cookery. Mm-hmm. So we'll find out.
That's what I tagged you on. What's this conversation about? And I'm like,
it looks important.
We'll talk soon enough.
We submitted a paper on that.
Yeah, well, it was a proposal for a paper. So if the proposal is accepted, then we'll get to present a full paper, which will need to be written in July. I believe that's July 4th weekend.
Yeah. Mm.
In England.
So patriotic.
And then,
Fourth of July in England!
And
with Filipinos!
You're colonized.
You're Americans? What?
And then, so also on top of that, we've had a couple of our followers that are from England be like, when are you bringing that shit here? I'm like,
I know, the Adobros.
The Adobros, yeah.
Pepe's Kitchen.
We even have Vander. This, like, lady, like, calls herself the Vader Gal.
Vader?
Vader Gal.
Like Darth Vader.
Yeah, Darth Vader Gal. And it goes like, when is that coming across the pond? So far that's the contingency plan. And then, by the end of the year, as everything is set in motion, we might be doing an immersion trip back home in the Philippines. Mm-hmm. Small things.
We're still filling things in.
Yeah.
It's not all. I know it's a really
Paul's
boring calendar.
Empty, yeah. So.
It's pretty boring.
January still.
Well, I was already thinking, like, is January 25th already?
Shit. This
month has flown by.
Yeah.
But
so it is Oxford proposal, right? And so I saw a little bit of the comments. I saw, like, the intro paragraph.
Right.
And it's just kind of talking about, if I'm wrong, let me know, but, like, kind of how Filipino food is struggling to find a foothold in America, kind of deal. I mean, it's always kind of, like...
Specifically in Chicago. Yeah. We zoned into Chicago.
Because actually what I posted there was a draft of what the, in process of what it was going to be. And some of the advice, actually, we got from Amy Bessa. Love you. She was like, you got to focus this. And I recently wrote a post for a book that'll be published by the University of Illinois Press. I think the working title is like the Encyclopedia of Chicago Food. Mm-hmm. So I wrote about the history of Filipino food in Chicago.
Right.
And I was like, you know, like, why don't we just drill down to Chicago Filipino food, and then taking Rice and Shine, you know, as kind of a case study to see,
sure,
like, mm-hmm, either the opportunities and, like, you know, kind of do a recent assessment of what's going on with the scene using, mm-hmm, that as a lens. So that's what the proposal is about, and the paper kind of ended up being more focused in that direction.
Interesting.
Yeah. Because as I was mentioning to, what's that food writer's name in LA that was asking about Filipino food?
Oh, Clarissa Wei?
Yeah. Yes. So she was asking about, and she's more focused on Chinese food, actually,
She's Taiwanese-American.
Oh, Taiwanese. Okay.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
She wants to get in. She's known as, like, the Chinese food authority in LA.
Okay.
But she wants to, she was, like, crowdsourcing through her Facebook page about Filipino food. And so, like, I saw that, tagged us, reached out to her via Facebook message, which we need to schedule a call with her.
Yeah, we do. For tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, I'll do that when we...
Yeah, yeah, but, you know, and I was... What I commented on her on that Facebook post later was that, you know, it's very... As we've traveled around, even just in the past couple of months, and, like, you know, between the three of us, it's like each city has its own peculiarities, but...
Sure.
A few key things we all struggle with are similar.
Oh, that's very true.
Yeah, like, you know, that this is not better than my mom's sinigang. No one saying anything about your mom's Lola, you know,
right.
Lola, nothing. Like, it's just...
They're all defensive.
Yeah, you know, and it's like... And Chef Quackenbush in New Orleans had a very interesting take on it. She's like, you know, I get it. We're, like, a very proud people. We're proud of our cuisine, as we should be. Like, mm-hmm. not just as, like, our birthright, but we should be proud of it because on its face, it's great. But at the same time, it's like, if you want to support, like, the community and look at it kind of a broader scale as, like, a, you know, businesses and, like, the health of the community and solidifying that, it's like, got to kind of look past the why isn't it the same as my Lola's? I don't know. That's just one opinion.
And it's also when the Chicago is published, like, that little blurb about No Guts, No Glory. Mm-hmm. And there was, like comments. And so somebody goes...
That's on their Facebook, right?
That's on their Facebook. Yeah. So somebody went as like, oh, really? Oh, they're putting out sinigang. I bet you it's not as good as my Lola's. And so, like, I think you commented. It goes like, you know, no, nothing against your Lola, but, you know, we have our... Like, ours is also as good.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Right, like, come and try it.
Come and try it. I'm like, no, don't knock it down because it's already somebody else is making it and that's not your family member. So...
Okay, so going off of that, right, so there's, so like I think we've all heard like the very common things that, you know, Filipinos have against eating out Filipino food at restaurants and stuff. You know, if you're lazy, okay, sure. But, you know, I'll go to the Filipino store and then buy a bunch of stuff in like plastic bag, like containers, whatever. But it's like, you're right, like people are like, okay, I don't want to, because it's not going to be good as my family's. It's too expensive. That's the one you always hear. Like, why am I going to spend even $15, let alone $20, $30? When I can make stuff at home for like $6 or $7,
mm-hmm.
right? There's more, you know, obviously a lot more stuff than that. Are these the answers? Are these the questions that you were trying to provide answers for? Is this something you're trying to fight against, or?
I think we're trying to.
Like, I guess the goals of Filipino kitchen, are they aligned trying to address these problems, or are they more, you know, we'll get to them as we just export food in general?
I think in a way, yes. I don't think it's our main point, but I think we want to reframe the conversation, you know, like instead of like price being the issue or like, you know, specific family or regionality recipes being the issue. It's like just trying to tilt the conversation and not to say that those are not valid, but just to say, look at all the other benefits that we could have as a community mm-hmm. by supporting our own businesses, by, you know, like having our food be out there on a main stage in River North, like, and no offense to like neighborhood joints, obviously, but like,
no,
you know,
sure.
let's have it be out there. Like, we're proud and like be out there.
Why does it have to live in a Turo spot?
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know,
and those are great.
Yes. And like I said, like there's, I'm not, you know, looking down on people who use packets, you know, like,
right.
Yeah.
You know, I use them. I'm guilty.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
all the packets in my cupboard right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, but, you know, if I'm gonna bring, you know, Filipino food to River North, serve 7 courses, and, you know, do it with drink pairings, like, no, I think I'm going to try to make sinigang from what I know and the techniques that I know and be resourceful. Like, I think the spirit, the dish sinigang in that spirit, you know
right.
what I mean? Mm-hmm. And for me, it's, I mean, to kind of build off of what you're saying, like, it's not, we're not providing answers, we're just trying to start the discussion, reframe it, because it's, I mean, we think about it and talk about it so much, like, just the three of us, and, you know, with our inner circles and friends, but to get it out there and to get that sea change of thought out there, I think is kind of what Filipino kitchen ultimately is really going to be about, you know, it's like, because as a culture in particular, like, we don't, we're a very unique culture.
Yeah.
You know, just based on our history and our heritage and our culture, it's very, you know, you can't explain what being a Filipino is. You know?
Not quickly.
No. Not quick. Yeah, yeah, and yeah. Even then, there's still a lot that's left right. to be said. You know, it's about, okay, well, let's just have you be conscious. You know, mm-hmm. like, you're never going to get the answer. I don't think I'll ever get the answer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right. I don't think we're... and it's also, like, just going off also what you said, is like, you know, what kind of... How we're framing this. I'm like, I've always, like, seen it as a whole... of also comparing to other cuisines. I mean, it's the same thing as I was like saying a while ago that, oh, you can go to DMK and pay $15 for a burger. You can go to McDonald's, pay a dollar. You can make your own for mere cents of your own burger. But then why would you, you know, why is that such a difficult thing to grasp when it comes to Filipino food? Like, mm-hmm. why can't you... you know, support that Turuturu joint, or you like, you know, have a really nice prepared right. meal as well, and support your own.
I think what bothers me is like, well, you can support from afar. Like, I wouldn't be able to go to my own dinner, mm-hmm. you know, in some mm-hmm. instances. Like, mm-hmm. to be honest, like, I can't afford $70 a seat just like easily.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just kind of like, you know, like, instead of just like the immediate like gut reaction is just to push us, you know, to knock us back down. You know, and I think that for at least for most of my life, that's what I've felt. And, you know, just to finally just take a stand in a way and just be like, well, take it or leave it. You know, like, mm-hmm. we're still going to be here. We're going to maintain our integrity and we're just going to mm-hmm. do what we set out to do. And, you know, honestly, we don't really give a fuck what you think.
Stars.
You can use that.
Is this a family website?
Yeah.
I will edit it.
I mean, that's it. I mean, literally, in a nutshell, like, we don't give a fuck.
Right.
I mean, I think that's also a big reason why we did call it No Guts, No Glory, too.
Yeah.
Like,
the concept, we felt that.
Yeah, we really felt that. The concept was, oh, let me, should I wait?
Yeah,
No, write your problems.
All right, go ahead.
Okay. So why we called it No Guts, No Glory, we had the concept around using offal, variety meats, offcuts, that type of thing, but we were like, what could be something that would tie into... kind of like the greater message of what Filipino kitchen is about. And really it just came down to the, in a way, to not be compromising, to not like, to know that on the merits of its own cuisine, like it doesn't need to be elevated, you know, like it doesn't, you know, as Chef Romy mm-hmm. says all the time, it is great as it is. Like
right.
you don't need to like fancify it.
Yeah.
It's already delicious.
Yeah.
So, yeah,
that's how you elevate. Bring it up.
No, you bring it to your mouth. You elevate
it. Elevate it to your mouth.
That's the only elevating we're doing of
exactly.
our food.
Exactly. So then, and then it kind of became sort of like for me personally, like kind of a rallying cry. Like, you know, you have to have guts to put like things, chicken foot.
This isn't easy.
In River
this
North.
This is not easy.
Like. Yeah. I'm selling pig's ears here, you know? Like,
come and get it. please come and get it.
Anybody?
Any takers?
Chicken feet. Peanuts. Tacos.
And you know what? I think, honestly, like, the funny thing to me is, like, going into it, and I haven't spoken to this about them either, is, like, going into it, I don't think, like, we've, like, this whole, like, that rallying cry was not necessarily what we went into it with. We just thought it was a cool idea, and
right.
it just evolved into this, like, oh, shit, we're onto something bigger. You know,
yeah.
this is a bigger, mm-hmm. like, this means, like, the fact that we came on it upon it so organically, but yet it means so much more than just a pop-up restaurant where,
mm-hmm. yeah.
you know, we're feeding people. It's,
right.
I thought that was kind of cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And also, like, just basically to wrap what we're all saying is, like, we're just being unapologetic about it.
Sure, yeah.
I'm like, I don't need to stroke your ego. I don't need to compromise. We're being unapologetic, and we're going to go and stand and be true to, you know, what we are and who we are as individuals and also as an organization, as a unit.
Right.
So,
mm-hmm. yeah. That whole authenticity argument, you know, it doesn't mean shit. It's just... you know, I just am doing the best that I can. And if you like it, you like it. You know, like, I'm not claiming to be better than your Lola. Your Lola's awesome. I love your Lola. You know what I mean?
Maybe your Lola
can
share
that. All the love to the Lolas, you know?
Share that recipe, Lola.
No, it's, you know, but this is my Lola's, you know, this is influence from my Lola. This is influence from my dad. You know what I mean? Like,
and that's no different than any other chef out there, really.
Exactly. You know, yeah, like, but for some reason within our culture, that.
And it's like, why? I don't care to know the answer. I just want to just get rid of that question, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Like, why are you questioning? Just eat it.
Sorry, this might be getting a little off topic, but also, like, I feel like if somebody else were to make our food who wasn't Filipino, then it also brings up those questions, like, you think they'd get a lot more support behind them? You know what I mean? Like, I think they would. Mm-hmm. You know?
I think there are local examples.
Definitely some examples.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's good for them.
Good for them. But, like, you know, and it's hard to judge, obviously, like, their intentions.
Of course.
And, you know, if they're making a true representation of their own experience, then, you know, and if they're also broadening other people's minds to those cuisines.
Exactly.
And to go a step further and try the, you know, local mom and pop places or whatever, also good. But at the same time,
it's not to put them down, but like, it's just something to think about. It's something to be conscious about. Like, you know, like people, it's the context of things, you
exactly.
know? Like,
exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You have to it has to be dug into a little bit deeper, but
So I guess, going back from that, so obviously there are definitely a lot of principles you guys hold, a lot of, you know, ideas you want to spread. What's the origin story, I guess? Like, how did you guys come together?
Oh. I don't know. I'm really bad at origin stories, you guys know.
Okay, so here's what happened. Well, once upon a time, well, Sarah and I used to be involved with organizations, but in different times. Mm-hmm. So we're like,
we come from a common organizing background.
And then, like, so when she, you know, parted ways, I came in.
We sort of,
like, yeah, two ships in the night passing by. And how am I going to say this? Just to, long story short, drama involved, period. I know we never really gotten close. So technically, we have been acquainted to each other for like six, seven years.
Yeah, but we have that common philosophy, and then I think it was Facebook or something.
We
went to the Rex Navarrete show at the Laugh Factory. That was 2 years ago now,
2 years ago. Well, the funny thing, I'll backtrack to that, is like, so she started travel, like, you know, she packed her bags and, you know, scoured the world, and I kept on following her, and I'm like, I would randomly, like, comment or something, and then she'll respond back. And so it kind of, like, started slowly building. When she came back to Chicago, she just tagged me and goes, like, hey. And she tagged, like, 12 of us. And I was like, yeah, I'm in. I'm like, okay, I'm in. Mm-hmm. And, you know, ended up going together with her cousin that's also been a friend of mine. And from then on, we just, like, when she sat in the car, I picked her up and we were going to sit in the car. And we're like, let's clear this shit out. You know, clear it out.
There's really nothing to clear, though.
Nothing between us, but it's just like, you know, just like, let's set stories straight. And then, so after that, we just kept on hanging out and stuff like that. Then one spring day on her balcony, as I was smoking a cigarette.
Well, no, you got to go back to Puerto Rico, though. Sorry.
So we went, after hanging out, off and on, and then, like, she goes, like, she won tickets to go, anywhere, technically, but chose Puerto Rico.
Anywhere that Southwest flies.
Flies.
Huh? Do you know Julian?
Baburka?
She went to the Philippines.
She's a Philpro. Yeah. So I got acquainted with her on that trip when she was a Philpro fellow. I don't know what they're called.
Whatever they are.
But we got to be friends, and then the two of us won tickets, Julian and I, to go anywhere. And I wanted to go to Mexico City, actually.
Yeah.
And Julian was like, ugh. And I'm like, I know.
What?
I know. So I was like, okay, well, how about San Juan? And she was like, okay. So then she tagged along.
Yeah, I was like, I'm like inviting myself. She goes like, yeah. And I'm like, well, my wallet looks pretty hefty. So bought tickets. We went to Puerto Rico. We were there ahead of Julian because of, like, she couldn't take off then. So we were together.
But the reason I mentioned that is because that happened at the same time that Typhoon Haiyan happened. So we had already scheduled our trip. You know, the two of us were involved with the Health for High-End movement locally, which you know about. And then when we both got we both got to Puerto Rico, and then we were like, okay, let's decompress what the heck that meant. And then I wrote that article on my personal blog about, which I think was titled something like, I'm not going to tell you how to help for High-End because of all these reasons. And Natalia helped me with the editorial for that, talking that through, reasons, this and that. And then that just kind of, I think, set our mind frame to really working together as a team because of talking about those community issues, particularly with that event here and how that went down. So that set us on the course eventually to Filipino Kitchen. Like, I already knew from my personal blog, which was mostly, it was kind of split between travel and then writing about Filipino food, but I didn't realize it. I already knew I wanted to spin off the Filipino food content. But then when she entered the picture, it all sort of came together.
And then fast forward, like, so we launched, so we actually got Filipino Kitchen, quote unquote, started in March, but we didn't launch till September because she went to Spain and all these and that in between. So fast forward to September, we launched, and so 2 weeks after we launched, I met Billy Deck, and just like kind of, I didn't think of anything that would come out of that, then, you know, invited us for Sunda, got to interview them, blah, 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 blah. Not even 3 weeks of launching, he, like, through Filipino Food Movement, like, he reached out to Filipino Food Movement to connect him to, like, hey, I'm coming to Chicago if, you know,
you know anybody. Yeah, I was coming out here to work with Julia Pham of Relish Underground. And we had scheduled a three-part pop-ups, or three-part supper club series, basically just us collaborating on three types of menus. And while I was there, I was like, you know what? I might as well reach out, see who's out there, at least try to meet with people. And so I reached out to Joanne of the Filipino Food Movement, and she's the one who, she tweeted at Filipino Kitchen. And then she email intro'd us, and then...
It just, a couple days later, we went on a Google Hangout, formally. Formally got to, like, you know, kind of, like, had a prelim, you know, talk and then see where everything goes. And then from then on, spun out Rice and Shine. And basically, as everybody says, the rest is history. It just spun out from... from there, and it's in such a short amount of time. That, like, you know, so when we really, well, after Rice and Shine, when he went back to California, we kept on, like, just conversing, and, like, seeing, like, plans, and till we were, like, Sarah and I were, like, talking, you know, I was like, we really want him to be part of the team. So we really, like, got down to, like, almost, like, a three-hour Google Hangout to, quote-unquote, draft him.
Well, because the experience of Rice and Shine, it's one thing to you know, write about food, appreciate other people's food, photograph, you know, interview them, you know, to put the shoe on the other foot, then to have a such a strong hand in collaborating with the menu, sourcing, like all the things that it takes, all the many billions of steps it takes to do a pop-up. It really gives you a different look at how food is made, and just more stories around, you know, like really building with, like, as you said, like building with people one on one.
And that's where really, like, when Sarah and I were, like, just like talking and all that, we're like, you know, he seems to be such a great fit. He seems like, because even without formalizing AC into, like, we're already thinking of, like, long term collabos. I'm like, why do we keep on collaborating? Why can't we just, like, be officially just, like, a team, the dream team? So from then on, it just, like, you know, spun out to here we are, the trio, the tripod.
And I've been doing things that's so good and delicious since 2012. That's kind of my cooking alias. You know, doing different pop-ups, not even Filipino food. But yeah, it just seemed like a good fit after working with them, and, you know, realizing that many of our values align. So then it became, you know.
And just personality also, like, I think that's one thing that we really, like, branched out, not to be just business partners, not to be just in, to be a Filipino kitchen team, but to be really good friends to each other. I'm like, mm-hmm. we just established from the point on of like, we're about honesty and non-judgment. Like, whatever you feel, whatever it is, get as candid as you want. You know, we will work through it together. And it's not like, oh, you're going through this. This is the work. No. You know, we have that super open, over communicative to each other. So
that's good.
Yeah.
Is that the origin story? That's a long origin story.
Yeah, I'm like, we gotta tighten that up, you guys.
Yeah, I know, we really do.
Yeah, we might not invite all of that. Yeah.
But not expect you to.
Listening to the recorder fast
like,
forward.
We didn't, but you know what?
Honestly, like, we haven't really gotten it out there to that point in such detail, so I think next time we interview and you ask us, we'll have it a little bit. We'll trim a minute response. Off of that. Yeah. Well, not canned, but, you know.
Maybe
like,
5 more minutes.
No, we'll,
it's
you know.
Good. No, it's good. I mean, it's good to, I guess, document that kind of stuff for yourself even. So you and don't it's forget also, how
talking it out, you know. Mm-hmm.
And it's also documented in the website. Like, mm-hmm. you know, when we announced that he was part of the team and
right,
people
right.
kind of, like, show the natural progression of us getting together, so
and then the whole like thing that we the article about Rise and Shine and like how that came together and different like just forming partnerships, and I think that we really want to model partnership building in the community too, like we partnered with Isla, we partnered with Sogan Delicious, we partnered with, you know, like all these, you know, chefs that we worked with, we, you know, just pulled it together. Mm-hmm. So it's not like, I don't know,
it's the community building
exactly.
aspect, right, really. Right. It's that it's not like, oh, you're this, well, we gonna, you know, it's not like the one upping game.
Yeah. Yeah. Which is so like rampant.
Right. Yeah. And that's the thing is like, that's how we approach like every relationship that we're building outside of, you know, within ourselves, but also outside when we reach out to other people is it's about, you know, to me, it's about being compassionate and wanting mm-hmm. to have that collaborative spirit because, you know, mm-hmm. you're going to get your best results from talking to people if you come with those two things in mind, you know.
Totally.
You get a hard no, you get a hard no, but you know,
exactly.
People want to work with you when you know you're open and you're honest. So.
Yeah, that's great. So these collaborations obviously led to these pop ups, which have been pretty successful. so I'm curious because that's kind of like pop ups, maybe they're kind of a newish thing.
They've gotten popular in recent years.
Around here, yeah. I would say, maybe-ish. Although Julia's
been doing it for a couple years.
Yeah.
I think it's just getting more to the forefront and getting more in the papers, like,
yeah.
recently. Mm-hmm. And chefs are catching on as that's a way to get their menu and their vision
yeah.
out there.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So, but pop-ups have been going on for a while.
Yeah.
It's
5
just,
years.
They might not have had the name even, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
From what we have learned when we were in New York, so it started right about 5 years ago, it was basically the New York Times that coined that
term yeah.
pop-up with Maharlika.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's like how it gotten built. Started to build. So
I mean, I know obviously Maharlika now has their own permanent place, whatever. So I guess what made you decide to go the route of for your, you know, in person dinners doing pop ups versus, I mean, I don't know what other options you might have.
Well, that's the
thing. Opening a restaurant.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's the thing. Is like for me, I'm a creative and I have tons of ideas.
Yeah.
And my first pop-up that I ever did was called Refill, and it was like kind of like a prefix dinner, kind of Filipino style.
Mm-hmm.
The one after did after that was Taco Mon, which is was like, you know, Pan-Asian inspired tacos, and
yeah.
You know, like it's a vessel, it's a vehicle for me to get my ideas out there, also, you know, showcase my talents because it's hard to get a restaurant, to
yeah,
get your own
yeah.
brick and mortar. There's a lot that goes into it. So for me, pop-ups were just kind of like, it's a means to an end.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause the stability that comes with having your own space, having your own equipment and your own staff is priceless. But at the same time, like, it's also fun to be able to take Rise and Shine and jump
yeah.
across the country, you know, like, dude, you know, like, I've done San Diego, LA, Chicago so far, but I mean, I've got plans to do Boston, yeah. New York, DC, London, you know, like, that's kind of the beauty of it.
The world.
Yeah, apparently. So it makes sense that, you know, pop for well for you guys. Was actually serving food, like, one of the original goals of
food? No, actually. Well, it kinda. Okay.
It was in the long term.
It was in the very long term. I think we were looking at it. We didn't, not that we didn't have the imagination for it, but we couldn't foresee that we were going to meet a chef and that we would be able to pair it together. Like, we were looking at it as, like, we're the players, as the only two players in this. So we're like, oh, maybe you can do, like, cooking seminars and, like, that kind of thing. Like, but not, I mean.
Specifically.
Exactly, not specifically.
It was more like what we called our big paper. In our big paper, it was just, like, you know, events.
Yeah.
Like, you know, we're like, what the, like, cocktail hour. Then, you know, within the happenstance
like, yeah,
of,
we can handle that, right?
Yeah.
That's all,
And then within the happenstance of life and coincidence and the universe conspiring is, voila! AC comes in our lives, and here we are, and just, like, getting that route, and which is so very much in tune of, like, the core of Filipino kitchen of, as, like, for him to express himself creatively, for us to also handle that, like, you know, education and reaching out to people, and I think we're all on the same page on that.
So we went over your history, went over the pop-ups and stuff. What's the reaction been from the community? Obviously, you said that Chicago is, you know, there've been some comments that people are still going to make for now. How do you feel it's been going?
Honestly, like, in my perception, we're shaking the pot.
Mm-hmm.
So shaking that pot, you agitate people. Not agitate in a negative way, but agitate, like, forcing them to think, forcing...
Activating them.
Activating is, like, you know, I think so far so good on at least how I see it.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
There's always room for improvement. There's always room to grow. But from where we are and how new we are as a team and as a entity...
Mm-hmm.
As I said, like, so far it's cool, progressive.
It's like, going.
It's going.
From my perspective in LA, like, the response was so overwhelming for Rice and Shine.
Mm-hmm.
Like, insanely, like, I couldn't have foreseen how many people were gonna come to that. That was like, oh, I'm making a name for myself in LA type of deal. And so, like, to me, it's like, the response has been, you know, overwhelmingly positive. You know, you're always going to have your critics, but
sure.
At the same time, I think I'm onto something that's bigger than what's been done before.
It's interesting because, you know, it's going to be like living in Chicago. You always think, oh, L.A. is, like, the mecca for Filipinos, like...
No, dude, Bay Area. Daly City.
Yeah,
L.A. has a lot.
Anyone in California, like, there must be oversaturation of Filipino stuff, like... So it's surprising to hear that...
No.
...the pop-up there would be, and not, like, get a huge response, where I think they'd be like, oh, well, what's this? We can go down the street, or something like that.
Yeah, I think... Well, there are, you know, the Turo joints, there's the Filipino grocery stores. Actually, there's like, over a dozen in L.A. area.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like, they exist, but, you know, to put it out there the way that we are is a lot different.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like she said, we're stirring the pot, we're agitating, we're activating, you know, those are all things that I think are just a byproduct of just us wanting to do what we want to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, it wasn't, that's part of the goal, is we want people to talk and we want people to see food the way we do, but it's not, you know, like... We're not going into anywhere saying, this is what you need to think about, and this is how you need to think. You know, like, again, it's just about let's just change, you know, let's just do this together, man. Like,
yeah.
I'm doing this, you know, for you guys. It's, I, if you think that I'm doing this for money or for fame or for anything like that, then you are sorely mistaken.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
ain't
this
no
is a,
money.
There ain't no money. There's like, there's no, there's
peanuts.
People don't understand how hard it is to make food. You know what I mean? Like,
super hard.
It's hard to make like just even basic food, but to make like good food, to make food that people want to come back and eat.
Great food.
That's
why I was.
That's like that's heart and soul. You know what I mean? Like that's tough. It's taxing physically and emotionally, not just.
Yeah.
You know, like this isn't easy.
It's a grind, and like.
To put it lightly.
Yeah.
To put it lightly, it's a grind.
Yeah.
And I think that's also where we all come from together, and, like, at least for Sarah and I, too. We already always respected great, good food. But now to really, like, have a more understanding through doing this event, you know, like, coming along with him and, like, and it's just, like, have that full, well-rounded understanding of it, of, like, even just... sitting down, conceptualizing, talking things out, like, you know, hey, maybe we can go this route. Now maybe we go, you know, just like compromising between three individuals.
Mm-hmm.
With actually like pretty different backgrounds,
mm-hmm.
you know, and having that culminate and like see it manifest in a plate, in a dinner. It's rewarding at the same time. People need to understand it's not like, we are rolling. We're not rolling into money.
Would you like? Well, yeah. I know. We keep harping on that money aspect.
No, it's
but you know, like you don't have to say that we're that broke. But would you like more red or white?
Red, white.
I guess red. Yeah.
Headline: They're broke.
Headline: Please buy tickets.
Well, it's funny because last night we had some leftover boiled and roasted peanuts, right? Which I love peanuts.
Yeah.
So we had like a take-home container and it was open. It was full of peanuts, and I was just like,
photo.
"Yeah."
It's like, a good photo.
Show them the photo.
Oh yeah, I didn't show it to you, but
well,
oh,
it's fine.
Scarfing down
yeah.
peanuts.
I was, and then the headline, the caption is, "Will work for money." Money.
Or we'll work for peanuts.
We'll work for peanuts. Literally.
Literally work for peanuts.
I think it's not like...
next to an open container.
Bowl,
yeah, there's two of those, dude.
Oh, man.
And there's bone marrow right next to it, too.
And it's not because, like, you know, I think why we harp on that is, like, we want people to understand where we're coming from on this.
Don't pity us though too.
Yeah, don't
time.
Pity us.
Like,
but then again, understand our intention.
Yeah.
Understand it is literally
it's pure.
Our heart, souls, blood, sweat, tears.
But it ties into too, like, you know, the point about like not wanting to pay $15 for an adobo to the actual cost of food, you know, to just kind of like what are those hidden costs that people don't normally see.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like
mm-hmm.
You don't have to come out to our dinners too. You know
yeah,
what I mean? Like
it may
that's,
not
that's
be
the
for
thing.
You.
It's not for you. It's not for you.
That's okay.
Hey, man, it's okay. Like we're not.
But don't be trolling.
Yeah. Don't be trolling. You know, like hate is gonna hate, but you know it's just.
Exactly.
Right.
No.
Q
Taylor
I
Swift.
I am not.
Do not. Do not.
I am not.
I hate that Taylor Swift has ruined the phrase "haters don't hate."
Q Jay-Z then.
Yeah. Get that dirt off your shoulder.
Yeah.
Original.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
So I think, I mean, you know, that's what boils down to it for us. If we wanted money, man, we have, like,
we're doing something.
We commercialize the shit out of this,
not
man.
Only that, we're hella talented individually that we're like, we want money, shoot, okay.
Yeah, we're smart people.
I know.
Yeah. With skill sets.
Yeah.
We have a particular set of skills.
You know, yeah. But what, you know, what comes down to it is just our core of, like, who we are.
Yeah.
Whatever's on that plate is who we are. Bare bones. So.
Mm-hmm.
Alright, so. Okay, so you, so, you mentioned that these dinners were originally part of, like, this bigger plan.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously your calendar is, like, packed for the next, like, 8 months. Right. You've done these dinners and they're, like, you know, trying to make an expression of what you guys are about and your values and what you guys want to have people talk about.
Mm.
What else is in that big board that is not been reached yet. That, you know, you don't have a set date for it. Like, you know, you obviously have that Oxford thing, you know, and stuff.
One of the other things is, like, you know, we are all conscientious of who we are as individuals. Mm-hmm. So for her, I know that we're supporting that her big board picture is publishing books. Mm-hmm. So that's in that big paper. You know, for him, it would be like cooking in the brick and mortar and having that space of our own, sure, in which we're also supporting. Yeah. For me, it's basically like getting that capturing moments. So photos that would be up in our walls in our own space or up in the books.
Yeah.
Also on that big picture paper is just world domination.
Kidding. Kidding, not kidding. Don't tell anyone, right?
Don't tell anyone.
We told you, now we must kill you.
Oh, no.
Told you, we have these skills.
You know, there's I think overall, all of those things play into just educating and getting people to be more conscious. You know what I mean? Like, I'm self-taught as a chef. Or not self-taught. I didn't go to culinary school. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, this path has been really difficult for me. Doubting, not doubting, you know, support, no support. It fluctuates. And it's the fact that I'm still in this to me is just kind of ridiculous in some ways, because I could be doing something else easily.
Yeah.
But to make that path for somebody else easier who wants to find their identity, whether it be through reading what we write or, you know, or eating and documenting it, or, you know, for me, in my perspective, like finding your voice as a chef or as a cook and, you know, like those things, like we want to raise everybody up together, you know, like we all want to be homies. So like, you know, one of the things is like the cooking classes, you know, like get a more hands-on experience, and by sharing our experiences with other people, I think is one thing. So
that's another thing in our big paper. Anywhere from like zines to recipe cards to, you know, as I said, like publishing books, having our immersion trips, and like, you know, really educating ourselves and like, you know, getting that, learning from that immersion, or like our travels going back home. It would be from different perspectives from the three of us, you know. But then again, as well as like then communicating that and bringing it back, and like how are we going to go present that? So it could be, you know, immediately as a form of a pop-up, as a, like a working book, as a photo book, as a this, as a that. So
I mean, there's a lot for us to learn and expose as well, like, you know, ourselves. With going back home, it's like, I mean, I don't even know, like, there's so much we're gonna learn, like, I can't even like wrap
we're not even at the tip of the iceberg.
We're not.
Of
and then,
like,
then when you think about, like, you know, doing things like maybe going to Spain or like, you know, like Mexico City, follow the Lechon Trail, the
Galley. I really want to do the corned beef trail. I love
the corned beef trail
from Ireland to the States to get canned and then sent to the Philippines. You know what I'm saying? Like,
well, that's hardcore.
I don't know, right?
So yeah, that is like we go balls to the wall. I'm like, we don't care like how it is. We're gonna write it down in that big paper, one way or the highway. That is gonna happen.
Yeah.
It could be tomorrow. It could be the next 5 years. But
yeah,
by highway, we have that structure. We have.
I mean,
that
the trend
core.
Is happening a lot quicker than I could have imagined.
You've done a lot of stuff already.
Ryan's like,
these guys are crazy people.
I need to do a Filipino kitchen series.
Yeah, it's gonna be.
Hey man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was awesome. So, is there anything else you want to make sure you get out there that I need to mention or write about?
Hi, mom. And
I love you, ma.
No.
I think we covered everything.
I think we waxed philosophical enough. I don't know. Is there anything, any loose ends that you're thinking about? Anything that kind of struck you?
I think I would have asked it if I thought of anything else. I mean, if I think of anything else, obviously I could, like,
relate
about it. I have a lot of...
I mean, I would just say...
At least, 46 minutes of material.
Oh, shit.
It's cool. It's totally cool.
I guess one thing I would add, like, wherever your readers are, to really try and support, like, the Filipino chefs and Filipino restaurants that are trying to do it out there.
Stop taking people
down. It is tough. Yeah, don't, like, you know, we all can write, like, what's that saying? Like, high tide rises all boats, you know? Mm-hmm. And I really feel that for us.
Or teamwork makes a dream work.
Teamwork makes a dream work. Everything is cool when you're part of a team.
All of those things. All of those
things. I'm just going to present
I'll put a YouTube link to the video.
Everything is awesome, okay? We've done that for his launch. It's we queued up.
Yeah, I think overall, like, we're three super positive people, and we just want, you know, like,
there's beyond, no reason why we can't all be positive.
Yeah, and we want to share that not just with, like, any, you know, not with a specific audience. Like, I think Filipino Kitchen in the end will be for everyone.
Mm-hmm. It transcends. You know,
it transcends. Like, we do think about our River North crowd, and we also think about how about the home cook, you know, out in the burbs that wants to make Filipino food. Let's make recipe cards for them. Yeah. And everywhere in between, you know, like, this isn't, you know, like, no judgment, man. No judgment on our end. Yeah, we just want to share what we love. Mm-hmm. So
it's just like, you know, you reach out, you go, like, any sous vide, like, you know, recipes. I'm like, yeah, those are the things that, you know,
that's what we do with this. That was awesome. Sorry, I couldn't give you more recipes, but.
So this arrived today, and I don't know what
But, like, bottom line is, like, that's how we want those conversations. I'm like, come to us, and, like, if we can point you to, like, somewhere that we know, we also pull out, like, our own recipes or, like, inspirations, we'll give it to you.
We don't know it all.
We don't know
we
it
don't
all.
Know, God, we don't know shit.
But we might know somebody else that knows.
Yeah.
That's the thing. It's like, we're always learning, and we don't claim to have answers to anything.
Right. No.
You know?
We're not the authentic Filipino food authority.
Yeah, no. No. It's the journey, not the destination, you know?
Totally.
It's,
So
many cliches.
I know. I think bottom line, that's what we really want to just, like, show. That we want to break those barriers of quote-unquote crab mentality, the chismes, the trolling, the, like...
I think that's why food is such an awesome vehicle, too.
Yes,
you know,
too.
Like, coming
that's
back
true.
From, like, our own, you know, like, social justice, community organizing backgrounds, it's, like, it's so hard to be, like, come to a meeting, you know? But it's, like, hey, come to a pop-up dinner, you know?
Come to Olympia. Have some polaroids.
Have some
Olympia. Oh, okay, food.
You know, if you're, like, sharing, you know, just like this with the wine, like, sharing and talking about, you know, really kind of, which can be heavy
we're
issues.
We're making him turn another paper.
All right, okay, keep going.
I like it,
That recorder's on. You know what I mean, though? It's, like, it just, because the food itself is, you know, steeped in culture and history, but then it's also... is a way for us to talk about things that is not heavy-handed, that is a give and take. It's a dialogue, you know? It's not like a soapbox. No, we're not interested in that.
I think also just, let's just stop taking food so seriously. You know, we learn a lot from it.
Yeah.
Like, how many times do you eat in a day? On average, probably 3. You know what I mean? Like, it's temporary. Yeah. Well, 7 for me. But, you know, it's temporary. You know, if people come have my food and they just want to talk shit about it and it'll ruin their day, then I'm sorry that my nourishment, you know, that, you know, my nourishing meal, my you know, like, is really harshing your mellow. You know, it's like, I don't take it as seriously, nearly as seriously as you do.
Yeah.
You know, like, I care. But I don't take it seriously.
Yeah.
Well, okay, maybe that's not the right way to say it. But you kind of get what I'm saying?
Yeah, you don't want...
I don't want you to... Yeah, don't... Just
get wound up.
Yeah, don't get wound up. I mean, okay, I'll do better next time. Trust me. I'm my own worst critic. Trust me. Right, you know what I mean? Like, you think it sucks? I probably think it sucks times 100, you know?
Yeah, we were sitting on the couch this morning and, like, reading the comment cards from last night.
Sorry, guys.
No, don't apologize. But it's just to illustrate how much you care. So we're, like, reading
it.
He, like, takes the card from me after I read one out loud. He's like, what does that mean? And I'm like, no, I think the person means this. And he's like, okay, but...
So it's part of the self-critiquing.
Yes, exactly. But it's the same thing, you know? It's like you're... But that's the way you get better, because you beat your best.
That's why you give out those cards in the first place,
right? Exactly.
Yeah.
True.
And that's just it. We always learn. I mean, I think that's just every day we learn something new, and I think we all come from a place of, like, we don't want to be complacent.
Right.
Why I keep on, like,
Gotta keep it fresh.
Yeah.
We're never gonna be like okay.
Exactly.
We're never. Once we're like not stressed out or anxious, then we're like,
Something's wrong.
Uh-oh.
Exactly.
It's like, guys, we need to agitate.
Guys,
you.
What's
like,
going on? Am I sick? Am I dying?
Oh my god. Let's put live worms and just suka. Like somewhere in Palawan, like the wood worm.
Yes.
Like yeah. I'm like that. We're gonna
I didn't
get
to eat that, but I wanted to.
My friend just posted that on Facebook. She was in Palawan.
Really?
Yeah, and she was eating woodworms and balut, and I was like, yeah, okay.
I never tried that either, but I would.
No, I'm like,
I
mean,
tried anything
I'm like,
once, right?
Let's say, like, we know, we get to a point of, like, we're so lax about something, we're like, no, we'll do a pop-up.
Yeah.
What kind of pop-up? So,
is that how you ended up with 8 months of stuff?
Yeah. Well, dude, it's funny because...
August, let's go.
Right, but like,
it's not this blank, you guys.
So many people like are doing things that they don't give a shit about. You know what I mean?
Sure,
like,
yeah.
I feel like in so many ways, like, we give so much shit about what we do. You know, like
even to the tiny,
yeah, it's just
detail.
Like every little thing matters to us.
Those malams on the table, we had to like call up a friend and goes like. I'm like, oh, I'm like, what's going to be on the table? What's going to be on the table? I'm like, god damn, it looks so plain.
Because you know it's such a dark space in there, right?
Yeah.
So, like, got to have the chocolate.
That was a good touch.
Yeah.
Like,
big
change
in color.
So, I mean, it comes down to that. It comes down to the pulveron that was, like, afterwards that's not on the menu. It's just like, hey, you know what? Thank you.
Yeah.
Here you go.
Yeah.
You like it, you not like it, it don't matter. You know, it's all in those, like, small details for us. That's where the love comes from, really. You know, because like we can easily just like have like, you know, filet mignon, whatever,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
It, like, you know, highfalutin crap and all. Like,
I can make a $70 menu, quotes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I know how to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But what I did make was a $70 menu.
Right.
You know what
right.
I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's just people don't.
That's the perception that people
that's
normally,
the perception.
Normally
and,
have, whatever.
Well, you know, hopefully when people, you know, see the pictures and see the reaction from people, like, then they'll be like, oh, shit, I fucked up. You know what I mean? That's what we want to do. We want people to, we want FOMO.
Best.
We want FOMO. Like, your friends that are commenting on your post,
you're
like, that's what we want. There you go. Mission accomplished. You know what I mean?
See, yeah. You fucked up. You fucked up.
Subscribe to the page.
Mm-hmm.
Hit like. Out. You'll get the alerts.
I know. It's like, that's the awesome thing. Like, we're reading through the comments on your Instagram and Twitter. And goes like, what the fuck was that? I need that in my life. Because you were like, it's over here. And then we were
I'll post it about it.
I was reading it to them. And I was like, oh, guess what this person said? They go like, oh,
mom.
Oh,
moment.
Yeah.
But a lot of times it's like what you said, it's like, you know, if a person goes and then shows them what it could be, like a lot of, and that's just,
right.
You know,
yeah, yeah.
That's kind of like
yeah.
People who are like early adopters versus people like, oh, this is a big thing
yeah.
Now, you
it's
know,
like
this is,
it's always
yeah.
That
we're
way.
Just
yeah.
Starting, you
yeah,
know,
yeah.
This is,
this is like month five, you guys.
I like when you look at your watch, that's not existent. You look at your wrist
month
bandage.
Five.
Wrist bandage says month five.
It's like month five, you know?
It is.
I'm pretty proud of where we're at.
No, actually, today is our fifth month since we launched.
Today's our anniversary?
Month-sary.
Month-iversary?
Month-sary!
Oh my god.
Bring us some
more.
What do you want? White. White.
No, it's like, yeah. We launched on September 25th.
You
right?
Have the exact date.
Yep.
Well, it was right before Dobo Fest.
2 days ago.
Also, off record, she is Rain Man. Like, she remembers
stuff, like,
everything. She remembers random dates. She knows it. Random dates, all that stuff. Like, I don't know, Natalia, when did we do this? And then she'll be just like, okay.
January 15th,
exactly.
7:35.
Computer, tell me.
Yeah. we can
how many matches? How many matches did I spill? No, seriously.
We can tell
anyway,
you.
But yeah.
I guess one question just popped up, even though it kind of, that was like the concluding question.
Okay, it's okay.
Oh, wait.
Yeah, there's more.
So with this dinner meal, you went with the offal, you went with the street food and stuff, contrasted with like the super comfort breakfast food that you did before, and even that wasn't all really breakfast food. Like half of it was kind of breakfast food, but it's still like overall
breakfast dish.
Yeah, but it's still like all really good food and what have you.
Right.
Do you think that this menu might have scared some people off who might have gone to maybe another breakfast dish one or like
Definitely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh yeah.
That's obviously
some of my friends were like, "So is it really going to be?" Yeah, I was like, "Yeah, yeah." We were very explicit because we don't want people to come and you know, like, pay for something and then get something else. You know, like, that's why we're really, like, detailed. Like, here's the menu, specifically, like, tripe, oxtail. You know, like, we don't want to lie to people.
You weren't going full code words. You weren't, like,
chocolate meat.
Chocolate meat.
Like, it doesn't taste like Hershey's, Ma. You know, like, it's not Mexquick. I think it was challenging for people to wrap their heads around. Like, even for, I would say, my friends who are, because of me, just being exposed to Filipino food and Filipino culture a bit more than maybe, you know, other people. But, I mean, you looked around the room. You saw who was there. So, you know, it's like, it was challenging.
Dude, chicken feet might be the next bone marrow.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Like, it's like all these things... People did not just discover chicken feet. You know what I mean? Like,
they have been there.
People, bone marrow, they've been there on the chicken.
You know, like, for a while now.
Pigs have had ears. You recognize a pig because of its ears. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is shit that we eat, you know? Like, we're not hiding it. Like, why try and turn kare into, like, a filet mignon? Like, it's... which sounds pretty dope, but you know what I mean? In some ways, but, like, no. Like, let's give it to them the way it is. And, like, yo, you pay for your oxtail. You pay mad money for your oxtail, your bone marrow.
Yeah.
You
know what I mean?
$18 bone marrow.
$18 bone marrow. No tax, no gratuity, beer, no dessert, no appetizers.
Just bread, butter.
If that's what you want, just that plate, it's $18. Mm-hmm. Well, plus tax. And gratuity if you're not an asshole.
I mean, fat rice just had the pig ear salad, and that's like, another $17.
Right, exactly.
$18 as well.
Yeah, the places all over the city doing their own interpretations of the stuff that you guys served last night.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's like, I know because you
put Filipino in front of it. Oh, hell no.
Yeah. And all of a sudden, judgment each. Goes down, and it's like, come on, man. Nobody's talking about the peso-dollar exchange, man. Chicago, dude, we don't accept your peso. I mean, if they're right.
As long as
we'll sit on that for a little bit.
Right.
Yeah. And also, like, I think, like, to me, what's the most surprising thing of last night, particularly, is when we looked at that guest list. Mm-hmm. Honestly, we knew, like, you and three other people.
Yeah.
That was coming in.
Was really good.
And then everybody else, with, like, the people in front of you, I was asking them, like, how did you hear from us? I'm even the table, like, across in that corner, and I'm like, and that alone is amazing. And then Fala came on full force.
Fala table.
The Fala la la extra rice to the max. But the thing is, they also expressed, like, one of them, I forgot his name, but he was sitting, like, at the head of the table. Mm-hmm. He was just, you know, my mom would serve me this, and I would not touch it.
Now
he experienced it through us, and he goes, like, he was taking pictures and texting it to his mother. He goes, like, look, Ma, I ate bone marrow.
But that's awesome, because it's like, it's how personal the food it is when you kind of reframe it, and then it allows those conversations to happen, you know, like, it accesses a place that you, I don't know, it's hard to say in words, but like, when you're in front of that piece of bone, and you're having that broth, and then it just, like, sensory memory back to when you were however old, childhood and stuff, it's like, that's hard to override, that's hard to recreate, you know?
Yeah, I think for sure, for me, like, one of the things I've really cared about since I've started cooking is the whole experience, you know, like, the fact that we are able to tap into somebody's, you know, relationship with their mom, the fact that we're able to get people who wouldn't try chicken feet to try chicken feet, that's more than just going out to dinner and having a good meal. That's a growing, that's a learning, that's an awareness experience. That's expanding your consciousness.
Right. Oh, you mean, my chicken breast had foot before this? And it was
it was not just a floating breast.
Right. In a styrofoam, like, at the Jewel or Mariano's, It kind of just it just broadens the conversation too.
Yes, cows have stomachs and
and it's delicious. Yes.
Yes, we eat the tail of the cow as well.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
And like, that's hella delicious.
And that's fucking good.
And then I think it's just like in a culmination is like that's who we are. That's what we stand for.
It's resourcefulness too.
Yeah.
We were all resourcefulness through this process of like, you know.
Yeah, no, dude. We definitely got hella resourceful just for this dinner.
No, it's
like I was channeling my ancestors, my peoples, you know. Like, how'd you make sinigang back then?
Please,
my god, without the packet. How did you do it? Like
before nor what was there?
Before Maggie and Mamacita.
What happened?
Yeah, no, and everything that we put out there was like from as scratch as we could do it.
For sure,
like,
yeah,
nothing
that's a
was
thing.
That was a big thing, you know. Like I didn't get like suka from the grocery store. I made that myself.
Mm-hmm.
As my own sili, you know. I bought the sili and I chopped the garlic and had it sit, you know, made it myself.
There's a different level of authenticity that you probably don't get at home.
Yeah, and those are the little things. Those are the little details that I care about. Like I'm not, you know.
Because a dinner that you go to is like a pop-up dinner. I feel like it's more like it's kind of more along the lines of like installation art, honestly. It's like,
mm-hmm.
you know, and it's not to say like, you know, when you do this at home, it's one thing. When you pay someone else money to like organize this as an event, then that's something mm-hmm. else. And I really want to meet and exceed those diners' expectations.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's easy to mail it in for a pop-up. It's an excuse.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's an excuse.
Ooh,
oh, it's temporary, one night only.
Yeah.
Whatever, one night only.
River
if I fuck up, you know,
you're
it's not
gone.
Gonna,
yeah.
Exactly.
We're done. It's done.
Right.
But no, that's all the more reason to be like, oh, shit, one night only. Mm. Just give it everything we got.
Awesome.
We left it all on the floor.
Yeah, a little too much on the floor. Just kidding.
Yeah.
Had to get the mop bucket. No.
All right.
Yeah, man.
All right, I think...
I think we talked
okay.
a lot.
Yeah.
Okay,
if you think of later things,
yeah,
like just
really
holler at us.
You have no way of getting in touch with us.
We don't know. We don't have all the smartphones.
So I'll stop the recording for now.
Yeah,
I think
we
got a lot of stuff.
Yeah.